Continuing our shu'urim on Binyan Ariel, we're on Perek Gimel, on Daf Samech Aleph, 61. And this chapter is about Sod HaOlamot, Ami'irim Mechutz LaAdam Kadmon, Derer Kakafta Ve'enayim Ve'ozen Chotun Peim, Shem Shoshe Ha'ilonot. So that's the title of the chapter. That means we spoke about Adam Kadmon, we spoke about the first world, which is Adam Kalman, what's inside of him, the Pnimiut, Avsag Ma'oben, the Ensof. Now we're speaking about the lights which are coming out, protruding from Adam Kadmon, and through this protrusions, they create various subsequent worlds. So he says as follows, Be'ot ayum derech ha-tzarot v'kakavta ein lanu rishush ledaber mi'uma. Now there are parts where of the Kabbalah which the Ariza tells us we are permitted to learn, and some parts which are not permitted, and therefore they're not revealed. And one of the parts which are the orot, the spiritual light comes out from the kiviochol, from the top part of Adam Kadmon, which is the kiviochol, the kakafta and the sar, the head and the hairs. Ot chavbet vihine. On page 61, me'elo ha'orot yotzim lechutz, ha'orot de'ab de'ak, ha'me'irim lechutz deret tzarot de'resha de'ak, she'mispashtim ve'kakavta de'nayim de'adam kadman. So the first area we see, the highest area, I should say, that we see that lights are coming out from Adam Kadman, is from an area called the Ab de'ab, right? That's the neshama. The most interior neshama called Ab, and the highest point of that is called the Ak, and that's coming out from the hairs of the head of Ak. Shem mitpashetim mekakavta Adonai, they go from his head all the way down to his eyes. Umehem yotzim olamot ne'lamim me'od she'ein lano yedi'a mehem klal. And there's from those lights, interior lights that come outside of Ak, create an infinite amount of worlds which we have no idea what they are. They're not. Velogil Arizal Dava Odotam. And Arizal has not revealed them to us. Why? Ki kavod Elokim has the Dava. It's a pasuk that the kavod for Hashem is to hide things, not to reveal all things, right? Obeprad v'karkavta keta de'ak. And since it's such a high level in the spiritual realms, and the Keter, which is the head of Adam Kama, is mamash mechubar with the Ein Sof, and we have no understanding whatsoever of this, of these inyanim, because it's much too high for us. Gamma Ochi Yatsume Naim Da'ak, even a bit lower than that, the lights that were coming out from the Naim Da'ak, which is called the Ab the Sag, the Adam Kadon Atzma, Ein Lanu Yediyah Ba'em, Ube Olamot Shinatsu Ba'em. The Ariza tells us we don't have any, he's not Megala to us, any of that, because it's much too high for us as well. Rak Yediyah Shbekoach Istakalut, שלהם באורות האוזן חותם ופה נעשו שחוש הכלים דאחב כמו שיבאר. We only learn about what's lower than the eyes, the lights which are coming out from the znaim chotem peh, from the ears and nose and the mouth. That's where we start the story. אולם באורות וזנאים ולמטה ניתן רשות לגלות ולפרש מעט עניינם. ענייניהם כמו שרימזו רזל במה שכתוב לשכח את האוזן. That's the expression שכח את האוזן, just to give you an inkling, an understanding, an expression. It's an expression to give you an inkling, to something to tickle your ear in order to give you a little bit of information. So therefore we're given a little bit of information about the lights coming out from Oznaim Chotem Peh, which is the acronym for that is called Achav, the worlds of Achav. Shebe'elo yesh lanu ketzat yediyat klaviyot. Od chav gimo. Sodot olamot ha'yotzi me'ozen chotem peh de'ak. Now this is the worlds of Achav. Hine, kaval bianu shesham shesham saga kol de'ak matchil lehalbish. We already mentioned that the internal neshama of Adam Kadmon, which is a sag, starts from the starts from place. Excuse me, from the Abba Klali, ala kol minyanim v'lemata, starts from the eyes downwards. From downwards. Now that's the ab. Or we call it the ab mekakafta adenayim. And then from the ab desag, the ak who megule meanayim the ak adatibo the ak. Or malbish lesag the ab the ak. And when we speak about this, so let's get this clear. Again, we read this a few times, and we're just going to do a bit of revision. In the pinimias of ak, you have four bechinas. You have ab, sag, et, ma, uben. Now the ab, again, as we mentioned yesterday, goes from the top of the head all the way down to the feet. Now the question is, what is covering him? So before that, we know that ab has four parts to him. The top part is called the ab the ab. The second part of him is called ab the sag. The third part of him is called ma and ben of ab. Those are the four sections. Now, where are they placed exactly? So the ab is from the head until his ears. The sag the ab is from his ears until the tibo, until his waist. And then you have the ma'uben de ab, which is the lowest quarter, lowest third, I should say, that is together, that is underneath the tibo ad reglaim. Now, the sag, which is, like we said yesterday, we're imagining this as a cylinder around another cylinder. So therefore, the sag is around the ab, from where? It starts from the ozen until the waist. That's called the ab, the sag, the highest part of a sag. And then the rest, the parts of sag, which is sag ma'uben, the sag, that's from the tibo ulemata. And the other, ben and ab, ma and ben, they're just ma and ben and klali, they all both start from, the entirety starts from the tibo ulemata. So let's read that again inside over here. It says on Ot Chav Gimel here, and we're just about to turn the page on Samach Aleph. Hine kva bi'ano sheshem sag hakolel de'ak matchil l'albish l'shem ab hakolel me'enayim ulemata. Okay, he's saying this a bit different. The way we know it's from Otzot Zayim is from the Oznayim, not from the Naim. He's saying it's coming from the Oznayim. Now the ab the sag, now the highest part of the sag now the highest part of ab, the highest part of the sag, which is the ab the sag who megule, which is open, me'enayim the ak at tibo, it goes all the way down. It's megule means there's nothing on top of the ab the sag. Or malbish, now what is that malbish on? The ab the sag is malbish on the sag the ab. On the sag the ab. Now hine ab the sag ze gam hu mitchalek le ab sag ma uben the ab the sag. We also mechalek this is what we call the sag, and the highest part of the sag we mechalek that into four portions as well. Hen ab b'chinot ria shmiya reach dibor. So the ab the sag, which is subdivided into ab sag ma uben of the ab the sag, is divided into four portions, which is keneged your sight, your smell, your koach areach to smell, and dibo to speak. And what is that? Kia ab the ab the sag meir derech naim besod ria. The ab is keneged your ria. The sag the ab the sag. Is the meir derech uznayim besod shmiya, that gives you your sense of hearing. Ma de ab de sag meir derech hotem besod reach, that gives you a sense of smell. Or ben de ab de sag meir derech pe so the dibur. Hine orot uznayim shehem bechina sag de ab de sag. When it comes to the orot uznayim, as we said, that's the sag de ab de sag. Yotzim meirim luchutz. They go out. The light comes out from the oznayim of Ak. Umeozen yamin o makiv shalahem. And it all comes around from out of the ears, all around the side of the face. Umeozen small, same things. That type of light comes out from the ears of Adam Kadmo, the world of Adam Kadmo, which is Adam, which is called Ak. Or penimi, which is called the or penimi. So again, on the right hand side is called an or coming up in the Zayim, it's called the or makiv. On the left hand side is an or coming, which is coming out, which is the or penimi. Or be yetziatam lechutz midabim ketzad. The fact is, and this is the rule, that every time you have light coming away from the source from which it emanated, it becomes more thick. It manifests itself more and more the further it goes away from source. And therefore, as these lights are coming out from those nine, from the right and the left hand side, they become more and more manifested. V'chem b'yiridatim b'panim, as they're crawling down the face of this, the face of Ak, that means the front part of Ak, kol sheyotzim b'mokam atachton yoter, em mima'atim yoter, o mit'avim yoter, they become thicker and thicker. And in each side, on the right hand side, in that light, if you to have a magnify the light, you would see 10 sfirot over there in the or makif. On the left hand side, which represents the or panimi, you would also see 10 sfirot. And as you can imagine, they are represented by the ot he, and he's going to explain why. Because they include, five is short for the five patsufim. Shem kolulut esesfirot bekol makom, and they include all the esesfirot. And Ariza explains why, because if you take apart the hay, it's made out of dalit and a vav, and if you, the top part is a dalit and the little leg of the hay is a vav, so add 4 and 6 together is 10. That's the remez of the esesfirot. Aval ata lo niglu b'prat, the nomegalit is still very, very high, and therefore it's very condensed, therefore you don't see much detail. Ela nirmezu b'ot hey achad bilvad shetzurat ha-dalet vav l'ramez ala esesfer. Okay, listen. V'kol ze hen b'or makiv shebe'ozen yamin v'em b'or penimi b'ozen small. You do the exact same thing on both sides. Both hey on one side and hey on the other. Hey, representing five parts of him, and looking more intensely into the hay, you'll find 10 sefirot. Hine orot elu ha-meirim lechutz mishnei oznayim em mispashitim keneged ha-panim ad shpulot ha-zaket. So the or, where does it go exactly? It goes around the face or nearly to the chin. Nearly meets up with the other side of the or on the chin. Or because of elu mitchabrim sham or makiv or openimi. So the all droops down the side on the right hand, on the left hand side, they come close to the chin, but they don't bash into each other, because bashing is a loshen zivug. And that Rizal tells us at the beginning in Shah Achav, and therefore the Ziv would produce a keli, but this keli wouldn't be useful for us in order to remind the oil, since it still be too strong. Okay, let's continue. Achikar yatsu mishnei nikve ochotem de'ak orod mibchinat ma de'ab de'sag. Menikve yamini o makif u menikve menekev asmali o penimi. So from the two nostrils now, we finished off the orot of those nine. Now the orot coming out from the chot, and there's two nostrils, and both come out with one on the right hand side, the right nostril is the or makif comes out, and the left hand side is the or penimi. Now they go a bit further than the orotos. Now orotos naim, they only go as far as the shbulot hazakim, which is the chin. Now these orot come out from the nose, from the ozen, they go as far as the chest. אבל לא התחברו שם אלו ואלו מטעם הנזכר לאל באורות האוזן. And nevertheless, they still do not touch, because again, for them to combine the effort to become one big O would be much too powerful for the Tachtonim. Mehine, on page now, Samach Gimel, the top. Mehine, Bekan hetchilu asfirot ligalot bepratut yoter. At this point in time, says Arizal, we now start seeing more differentiation and more of the sfirot becoming revealed. Vinitchalka lahei shebeozin neshtei otiyot dalet vav. Now, even the hay that was very much condensed is now starting to open itself up, and from the chotan now we see a dalet and a vav coming out. Od havav atzmo nichlaka l'shisha alafim. We'd find that the vav itself represents the six alafim. Amorum meramezim al gilui shisha ketuvot dochotem. Now, what does the vav represent? Okay, we have a dalet and vav. Vav represents, that is explained a bit more, that it represents the parts of Ze'ampim. Ze'ampim is a collection of six sfirot, from Chesed, Gvuah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Those are the six six sfirot which are in Zah. Now that's represented by the six alephs which are coming out at this moment in time. This is the rumors in the vav coming out. Vav means six alephs, representing each one of the sfirot. Now, what about the dalet? Ve'agam she'od dalet adayim lo nichlika bekan, bekol zod yeshna ora'a aleha. Ve'arba mine orot she'nasim mepartsuf orot ozem imo orot achotem. She'em shnei alafim b'tziyo yud vav yud, ve'shnei alafim b'tziyo yud vav dalet. Now, there is explains a bit more what's going on here. So as the orot are coming down, you have two that came out from those nine. And also you had two that came out from the Chotem. So the Arizal makes a connection between both of them. And he says if you use the right side of the face and the left side of the face, both on the Chotem and on the Peh, it's Chotem and the Ozen, you come out with making out two Alephs. Four distinct Alephs. Two which are going to be spelled an aleph, which is going to be spelled yud vav yud. That means we know how to spell an aleph, so it's going to be yud vav yud. Now the shnei alafim at bitzio yud vav dal means instead of the yud on the bottom part, which is a yud traditionally, it can be spelled with a dalit. Now the Ramaz in the back of Otz Chaim explains to us that this is a remez to the different types of quality of oil coming out. That from the right hand side, or from the higher bechinas, we see a bechina called Yud Vav Yud, which represents Chassadim. Chassadim. Okay? Why is that? Because if you take the gematria of Yud Vav Yud, it's the gematria of 26, which is Havaya. Havaya is always Medin Chesed. Rachamim. And that's why the thing. That's why it's indicative, and when you see a Shem Hashem, and the Aleph is spelled in this way, then you know it's an O, an O HaChesed. Ma'ashayken, the opposite is true for the letter that you would see, it's spelled as Yud Vav Dalet. We see this by the Kavonis and Pesach as well. These two different types of Aleph being spelled over there. Now when you see Yud Vav Dalet, that's more dinim, gvurot, that's what he calls it. This is a chasadim Yud Vav Yud, and Yud Vav Dalet is an indication that the light coming out is bechinas gvurot. Right, let's continue. Samach Gimel, page Samach Gimel, continue in second paragraph. Acha ze yatzu me'ape de'ak shehu nekif echad belvav. Now, when we come down to the lower part, the third orifice, which is the mouth, or makiv openimi the bechina ben de ab de sag. That is finally the bechina of ben de ab de sag. V'itpashtu lemata atibul de ak. Now this is goes as far as the waist of ak. Again, so the oz nine, the o came out from the oz nine, come down to the shpul zokan for the chin. The O that come out from the Chotim goes as far as the chest. Now the ogot that comes out from the pei goes far as down as the waist. We'll see whether we'll see there's nafkaminas in this. Now it's pashto the matter tibur de aka. We can need galu otam aba alafim the od dalid vedehe. Sorry. O dalit of the hay, anal al shibechotem, v'nase pe de'ak shroshe b'chinot orod ve'kelim. Often to shnei alafim, yud val dalit em shroshe o penimi vo makiv, ve'em b'chinat avalim, ve'em b'yamin ape b'lemala melemata, v'shnei alafim yud val dalit em shroshe keli chitzun ve'keli penimi, ve'em b'chinat dvarim diburim. So what this means is that we're just now being megale, the culture is megale to us more and more and more. And that is always a theory. The lower the oil travels, the more you can see. The more galut, that's the dimming of the light, therefore we can see more in the room. That's that moshul. So what's happening over here is that the hay originally was split into a dalit and vav, right? Remember, let's take it back a little bit. From those nine, we only saw a hay. From the choytim, we started seeing a division in there. We saw a little bit of the dalit and vav. We explained what the vav meant, and the dalit was a bit still closed, just representing the four different types of aleph. Now it's coming down, explaining to us that the dalit now is starting to open up for us to reveal what is the dalit. So he says now, again, just take back a few lines. Bikam nitgalo oto. Otam abba lafim the od dalit dehei anal shebechot. Now we start seeing what the definition of the dalit was, which came out from the original hay of the ozen. Nasu bepe v'nasu bepe de'ak shroshe b'chinot orod keilim. Now this came the creation of keilim, which is something new for us, because we said as the oz naim from those nine came around the side of the face, they came to join by the shvul of the zaki, but they didn't, and therefore there's no keilim were created. When the oz came out from the chotem, from the right nostril and the left nostril, they came close but they didn't touch again, not making keilim. It's only in the pair which the light was so, we see there's only one orifice, as opposed to the ears and the nose, two orifices in each one. Mash again, the pair is only one orifice, indicating that the light does come into contact with each other, the right side, the left side, which is actually the male and female counterparts of this. And then there's a mahakor, which is called a zivur. There's a zivur between the zoch and the nukva. And that came, what was that result? In a vlad. A creation of a new entity. The creation of a new entity is the kalim. The kalim, as we spoke about many times, that is the body. That is the new vlad, the new creation where the oil can come into. And then you move things now, because of that, into the new, a new stage. A new development has created. That's what we're seeing over here. We're seeing now the creation of these orots and this kalim coming into the pim and creating the situation of or and kalim. The often Shishnei Alafim, that the two alas that we spoke about, which look like Dalet, which look like Yud Vav Yud, Hem Shoshe O Penimi Ve O Makiv. They come out that they are both the O Penimi O Makiv. Ve Hem Bechines Havalim, that is what you have in your mouth, the Hevel, the breath. Ve Hem Beyamin, the Penimi, which are situated on the right side of the mouth. Malir Matim, both on the top and the bottom part. Because in the mouth you have four quadrants, you have the right side of your mouth and left side of your mouth, and then also you have two quadrants on top. You have the top and the bottom. So four quadrants altogether. So the two on the right is going to be representing the two havayas, which represents the dibu, and the two aleph spelled yud vav aleph. Yud Vav Aleph. Now, Vishnei Alafim, the Yud Vav Dalit, the two Dalits that we find, which Yud Vav represents, which is the two Alephs, which we found, which are written in a way of Dalit, Yud Vav Dalit, Hem Shroshe Keli Chitzon VePenimi. They are the roots of the Kelim now, not the Or. The right hand side of the mouth again was the Shosh, the roots of the Or. You know, Or Elion, Or Tachton. And over here, you have a keli elyon, keli tachton. That means you have a keli chitzon, keli penimi. Shem bechinas diburim. And this translates in the person's speech ability. Besmol ape malol matz. Well, to the left hand side, top and bottom. That's what it comes out to be. Vinim. Ha'od eli do'odin chotim bepeh. Let's continue a few more lines. Ve'elu ha'orot elu. Hine, ha'orot elu do'odin chotim bepeh. Ikin gluyim dispashtu tenuhu kenegine at some od shelahem shehem litzad ha'panim da'ak. ושם מכה עצמותם של אורות מתגלה, אבל הם מאירים גם דרך צדדים האחוריים דעה כבבחינת הערם שלהם בבד. Now besides the main aura that we're speaking about, you know, the one comes out from the right hand side, left hand side, it comes directly down the face. There's also that, there's called the ha'ara, which spreads all around the goof. וגם הם מתלבשים את זו בתוך זו, they also mix to one and to the other. שאורות אוזניים מתלבשים בתוך אוזן חותם וחותם למטה, ואורות אוזן וחותם מתלבש בתוך אורות פה מפה למטה. והנה, באור אוזן וחותם הם כלים ממש, אבל נעשו בהם אלו הקאות התחיל את עשיית תחילת הכלים, ונקרא שרוש הכלים, ואורות הפה נעשה כלי ראשון במציאות היסוד, בסדר הצילות העולמות, כמו שבאה בזה סמוך. So first thing he says is that you have to understand is that the oars nine coming down to the chin, it stops there. That's the top of it. Now, the oar of the chotim come a bit further. That means they envelop. They're going to be on top of that first oar, and they're going to go up and above that. They're going to go all the way down to the chest. And then finally, we have the pit. The pit is going to be covering over the oar of the chotim, and also, obviously, it's going to be over, covering over the oar of the oznaim. It's going to go being all the way down to the chotim, and to the tibul. Now, we have to understand as well that the Asiyat Kelim, as we explained, does not happen by the creation. The Gilui of Kelim don't happen only by the Orot, because there is one office over there. Okay, good. So we're on page now, Samach Dan. So Hashem will continue next time we meet.